have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's Wednesday. Again, Manhood Hour is coming up. In the third hour today, every Wednesday, Manhood Hour. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, oh, Lord, not yours, Lord. The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? And for those who want to know themselves, who want understanding, it's not for everyone. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing so you're not able to sit and watch the show, you can podcast the show, but no matter where you are in this world and what you're doing, you can still listen as it is happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live on your phone at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. A spiritual battle. Hell is not earth. Hell is not heaven, and man is not God. And make no mistake, this is hell on earth. And it's dwell in human nature, in human beings. It's hell right here. You wonder, I'm afraid to go to hell. I don't want to die and go to hell. You're already in hell. That's why you have the fear of hell. You're in hell, dummy. If you didn't have the fear of hell, you would be in heaven. Fear is hell. And I'm not talking about the physical fear of protecting yourself. I mean the inner fear that drives your life. that prevent you from living. It dictates your life. That is hell. That's why you have the fear of hell. You're in hell already. Human beings are in hell. But it's been made possible for you to overcome hell while you yet live. It's been made possible. When you get to know yourself and you start going through that hell in order to get to heaven right here on earth, the depths of hell is mind-blowing. It really is. And you're going to understand the hell in all human beings. All. There's not one that is nothing to dwell in. And that's why it says all must return to the Father, those who want to. There's not one. All are born in this hell. All. Not one misses it. But eternal life is for all who will receive it. Most people don't want eternal life. But for those who want it, you can have eternal life right here on earth. It's up to you. Isn't that amazing? It's really just up to you. But you got to go through hell to get to heaven. Lifting up hands and singing and swinging back and forth and making all that noise and shouting and whooping and hollering and carrying on is not taking you through hell. It's keeping you in hell. All in the name. It's keeping you in hell. The louder you scream, the louder you praise, the more you carry on, the deeper you're sinking in hell. You're not overcoming it. God is a dispassionate God. Satan is a very passionate, emotional, false God. His feelings go up and down. Feel good, praise the Lord, and then feel down. Where are you, God? Amazing, huh? Heaven is not earth, and man is not God. And this is hell on earth. And it's going to get worse in my country. And it's happening all over the world. Believe you me, every human being has it. But you can overcome if you want to. So it's happening all over the world, but my country's first. America first, my country is no longer tears of thee. It's going to get worse. And the reason it's going to get worse, because most human beings will not get better. They're going to get deeper and deeper into their misery. And when they're miserable, they're going to try to take it out on you. And they will call it life. They get a thrill from hurting another. That's how they get what they call life. Christ said to lay down that life. But the children of the lie said, let's keep that life and then take it out on others so they can feel alive. I had a guy call my show yesterday. And I've heard this before, and I mentioned it before. Throughout my out and about going around the city here and on this show and other places, I heard people say, well, the Jews killed Jesus. They mad at the Jews. They said the Jews killed Jesus. And they mad at the Jews for killing Jesus. Have you heard anything as insane as that? Nothing surprises me anymore. Really, nothing. I used to be surprised, but not anymore, especially now that I understand human nature. So I'm thinking, you don't know that God knew that Jesus was going to die? You don't think God knew that, and that the Jewish rabbi was going to be the one that encouraged that? After all, wasn't Jesus born in the Jewish area, the neighborhood? It wasn't like he was born in the Jewish area and some blacks left the hood and went over there to the house, over there by where he lived and killed him. He has to be killed by Jews. Rabbis, at least. Not all Jews killed Jesus. And the rabbis couldn't do it themselves. That's why they had to sell him over to the military. But I want you to know, you better be glad for that sacrifice, because it was because of the death of Jesus that eternal life came about. If the death of Jesus had not happened, eternal life wasn't possible, would not be possible. And you mad about that? What the? Go figure. Because of the death of one man, Jesus Christ, this death was planned by God. He sent Jesus down here to die for you, dummies. And you mad. You're blaming somebody else. What happened was supposed to happen just as it's supposed to happen through you if you want eternal life. Death must precede life. Death must go before life. If you want life, you must die. And the death of the illusionary self, the false self. Jesus died from the false self, and life came about. And you mad? How blind can you be? I never thought I would ever hear a thing like that. You mad? Are you mad at God because he sent his son to save you, to bring you eternal life? You didn't have eternal life prior to that. You were stuck in hell and there was no way out. Now you're in hell and there's a way out. And you said, the Jews killed Jesus. The Jews don't believe in Jesus like you believe in him. If you believe in him, how could you be mad that he died for you? That was the whole plan. That was the reason he came. Who did you want to kill Jesus? Some black people or white people? You would rather another race had killed him? And they didn't kill Jesus anyway. He's still alive. And for those who invite him and want him, he's in you. Alive inside of you. And you think he's dead. Are you mad at the Jews? I can't believe you say that out loud. The Jews killed Jesus. I'm like, what the? For those who are mad about that, don't be mad. It was in the plan. You don't think God could have stopped the Jews or anyone else from killing Jesus if he had wanted to? Even his mother and the disciples that were following him at the time didn't understand that Jesus had something higher in him. And when they would carry him to the cross, when he was going to the cross, carrying that heavy burden, your load and my load, they were like, oh, no, don't kill Jesus. Jesus came, and instead of making him a king, you're killing him. All that wisdom he has, and you're killing Jesus. And they cried, and they were afraid because they didn't know that there was something greater in him They didn't know there was life in him. They were like, what the? His own mother didn't know. Mary, and y'all worshiping Mary. And Mary didn't even know the greater plan. When she saw him on the cross, she thought it was over. Isn't that amazing? His own mama. But then Jesus understood that a physical act, and he was trying to teach it to them, but they didn't get it. But he knew that a spiritual, physical act was turned into a spiritual knowing. He knew that eventually they would get the hint a little bit, spiritually. But you got to die if you want to live. Ego death, not physical death, just in case. I'm talking about the illusion of self. It's up to you, but you could be mad. I can't believe you're mad at something that was the greatest thing that ever happened on earth was the death of Jesus. And it was for us. Otherwise, you're living in the Old Testament right now. Anyone that has anger, resentment, fear, doubt, stress, worry, insecurity, you don't know your identity. There are people going around now talking about they are Charlie Kirk. I am Charlie Kirk. Can you get any dumber than that? What the? Why are you taking on somebody else's identity? It's not going to work for you. Why don't you drop the identity you already have? I am Malcolm X, they say. I am Martin Luther King, they say. Can you get any dumber? Who's teaching you to say that? Christ says to drop all identities. You don't have to be you any longer, anymore. But rather than doing that, you're going around picking up somebody else's identity. How would God use you if you're somebody else? What a mess. You are not, well, do what you want. If you want to be Charlie Kirk, go ahead and be Charlie Kirk. Even Jesus said, why do you worship me? It's not me that's doing this. It's the Father in me that's doing the work. And greater work shall you do. But if you're trying to be somebody else, how are you going to do greater work? You're not going to do any works. But do what you want. This is hell on earth. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. Here's an example of what's happening on earth. And it's in every human being. You may not be doing this particular act, but what you are doing is worse or the same. Even when you're smiling in someone's face, and in your mind you hate them, you're putting on a front. You're shy, so you're smiling. You're doing the same thing this person's doing. It's the same thing. WCNC, Charlotte, North Carolina, a former charter school bus driver faces multiple sex crime against children, faces a judge on Wednesday in Mecklenburg County. Watch this from WCNC.
This though, a former charter school bus driver was in court today accused of multiple sex crimes against children. 48-year-old LaTwain Tate will be held on a $1 million bond in jail.
It's pretty disturbing that it's so close to home.
LaTwain Tate, also known as Miss Sharon, in court Wednesday, charged with 2 counts of statutory rape, 6 counts of indecent liberties with a minor, and 1 count of statutory sex offense. Police say there are at least 4 victims, boys between the ages of 14 and 15. After weeks-long investigation, Tate was arrested Tuesday. Investigators say several of the boys stayed with Tate and performed sexual acts on Tate at the home. Folks who live in the area say the entire ordeal is unsettling.
14, 15-year-olds can be so impressionable at that age. And, you know, to think that somebody would take advantage of, you know, kids in that age range, that's just very alarming.
Mary Catherine Elkins with Pat's Place Child Advocacy Center says they work with CMPD on investigations like this.
Even with teenagers, they need to be aware that there are boundaries and that they can say no.
Tate looked like a black, was that a black female or a black male? Or that hair? It's supposed to be a male? Is it a transgender male? I'm talking to Derek in my ear. Was it a transgender male or a male? Okay, so he's a male. Did he look like a black female?
I don't know if that was a wig, but I think he was going for at least to look like a girl.
But they said it was, Derek telling me it was a male. What? Nah. Hell on earth. And it's got to get worse. The same spirit that drive you in fear, the same spirit that causes you to think that Jesus, the Jews killed Jesus, now you're mad. The same spirit that makes you believe that racism exists, causing you to believe that racism exists, or that white people are superior, or the Allah Abba people who want to cut off people's head. The same spirit that want revenge on others because you're mad or whatever. It's the same spirit that's driving this person. It's the same spirit driving you. It's no different. But you think your little spirit is a little better because, well, at least you didn't do that. But you are. It's the same spirit. You know, amazing is evil, and every human being is evil. You can overcome, and I'm not telling you this from Jesse's my point of view. I'm telling you what has been said. All, not one is missing it, who were born of the woman, of the female, of the flesh, must be born of the spirit. You must return to the Father. And if you have not recognized the evil in you, and you're of your father, the devil, it's just the way it is. And I'm telling you because a lot of people are starting to hear this, and they are men and women. They're admitting, you know what? I am evil. I am wrong. And they're starting to overcome. Most were not as... It's always been, even when Christ walked the earth, most people wasn't. It's for the few, the handful, that truly wants it. And never say what you won't do. You're lying to yourself because you're not in control or in charge of yourself. Something else is driving you. Just think. If you were in control of yourself, you would give yourself perfect peace. But you don't even believe that it's possible. You say no one can have perfect peace. Here's another example of evil in a big way, but the same thing inside of you. Anyone that has anger, this applies to you. Fox 13, down in Florida. I don't know what city that is, but a woman is accused of trying to kill her three young children, according to court documents. Watch this from Fox 13.
For First up at 6, we've got a Valrico mother under arrest now after live streaming one of the worst things imaginable. Last night, 24-year-old Shanice Willingham broadcast to the world that she'd had it with family life and would be ending it for herself and for her children. And she almost did, but thankfully witnesses stepped in to save them all.
Shanice Willingham had her mind made up.
It's never a break. I never had a support system, so who the hell am I going to leave them with?
This is an Instagram live stream that Hillsborough deputies are using as part of their investigation. It shows Shanice walking with her kids to a community pool just after 1 Thursday morning. On it, she says she loves her kids.
I'm right here at the pool. It's so beautiful at the pool, y'all. It's so beautiful.
Just after that, court documents say she used a rope to tie herself to the children, who are aged 3, 2, and 8 months, and jumped into the deep end of the pool on Sacramento Street in Valrico. Family members who arrived by car jumped the fences and pulled the four people out, saving all of them. She was arrested by deputies and appeared on Thursday afternoon at a child custody hearing from her jail cell. Their father, Theo Williams, tried to get custody, saying he was not involved in what happened. But attorneys for the children argued he had known about her mental health issues and never tried to stop them from being around her.
They just said that I had knowledge of her mental health.
Yeah, so you're asking
them. I told them that I didn't know. Okay. I didn't know that.
They're going to blame the father. What the... The same spirit that was made the bus driver allegedly do what they say he did. It's the same spirit that told this woman to go down to this beautiful pool and dump him in there. You don't have any support. And she's like, look how pretty the water is. The water's so nice. I'm like, what the? Black people ain't used to no pretty water like that. You used to murky water. You swim in dirty water. White people swim in clean water. What a mess. It's the same spirit. It's the same spirit that caused you to think negative about yourself and others. It's the same spirit that wants you to get revenge. It's the same spirit that makes you feel shy. Believe that you're scared and shy. It's the same spirit that wants you to be Charlie Kirk. Or Malcolm X, or Martin Luther King. It's the same spirit that makes you want a hero, makes you worship heroes, and you don't know it. It's the same thing because you say, well, I'll never take my children and put them in a pool. You're lying. You're not in control. You would do that. And you're lying. Wake up. You are asleep. A transgender person has the same problem. A false identity made a home in them. And then they have the devils out there telling them, oh, this is who you are. You are born this way. It's the same people that commit abortion, kill children in the womb. It's your body. The evil one tell you, and then you have the evil ones inside of others telling you, it is your body, your choice. It's the same one that make a person feel that they are homosexual or lesbian. It's the same spirit. It's the same spirit that make black people think that white people are superior to them. It's the same spirit. It's evil. It's either good or evil. And all, there's not one, human beings are evil until they repent, forgive, recognize that they are evil, and admit it, and then overcome it. You can overcome it because the spirit that made a home in you is not you. 888-775-3773-888-77 Jesse. Every human being, until they overcome, are two hoops and a holler from becoming Jeffrey Dahmer. I'll rest my case. And I'll also be back in a moment for your phone calls and super chats. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. I bet you know how you plan to let me go. Oh, I heard it through the paper. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcement. The Hake Report, H-A-K-E, report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. And James Hake, H-A-K-E, is on fire. From 9 to 11, just all fire. Fire! The guy with the good hair. And after the Hake Report, energy to put out the fire. Energy given to him by God. They didn't call him Anchor Baby for nothing. The American Anchor Baby. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then after the American Anchor Baby, Punch and TV at 2 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Central time, and 5 Eastern time. Brand new episode of Punchy's TV. P-U-N-C-H-I-E. Not a Y, but an I-E. Punchy. And Lord, but not Lord. Brand new episode of the Fallen State .tv. You don't want to miss this one. You don't want to miss any of them, but you especially don't want to miss this one. But you want to see them all. You don't want to miss any of them. I had a very interesting talk with Doormat Mom. They don't say mother anymore. They say mom. Mom sound more loving. More special. And Doormat Mom is an author and social media personality. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
There's a huge epidemic going on where good parents end up with ungrateful adult kids.
You refer to your kids as ungrateful bastards.
That's exactly what these kids are. They're ungrateful little bastards.
What the? Would you ever call her up and apologize?
She needs to come to me.
Amazing. Do you have anger?
No. Either we're going to keep this conversation of what I'm doing or we're going to end it.
Mama a little feisty. Doormat Mom. You don't want to miss it for this Friday if the Lord is willing and the creature arise at 11 a.m. Pacific time. TheFallenState.tv. And you can support, the Fallen State. And I appreciate it right there. You can become a member and all kind of amazing things on the YouTube channel there. TheFallenState.tv. Or locals.com/ Jesse Lee Peterson. Right?
JesseLeePeterson.locals.com.
Thank you. Amazing. Ain't the Anchor Baby for nothing. I appreciate that, Anchor Baby. Let me go to the first time caller. Heard around the world by everybody they mama if you're black. Everybody their mama if you're white. And then up and down the world if you're a flat earther. Let me go to Grant, our first time caller out in the UK. Grant, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Grant.
How are you doing?
All is well.
Good. I've not really got any questions.
Okay.
Just this anxiety. I've got loads of questions, millions of them. But it's just this anxiety that I've got, I can't get rid of. It's really hard to talk.
You have anxiety, you say?
Yes.
And it's hard to talk?
Yes.
What do you mean by that, hard to talk?
Like I've been, I found you a couple of years, well, about 18 months ago, and ever since I've been wanting to ring you to talk to you. It's taken me this long now to talk to you and to ring up. I've rang up a few times, but cancelled and hung up a few times as well.
Amazing. And what are you afraid of?
I haven't got a clue. It's just the pain in my stomach, like even now. Pain.
You have pain in your stomach right now about being on the air?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And your question for me is what?
It's not so much as a question. It's just, I just don't know how to handle it. I just thought the way you said get rid of it is by confronting it and ringing. So I'm just ringing just to talk.
Oh, okay.
I've got loads of questions.
Do you want to overcome that?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Would drop your anger and it will disappear.
I've followed your the way you talked for 18 months. I've forgiven my mother, even though she died, and my father died. I've forgiven them both.
And how old are you?
I'm 48.
Oh, okay. And so you don't have any questions, so I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how to respond.
There were seven of us.
You have what?
Most of them are dead now.
You have seven what?
Seven brothers and sisters, six of them. I'm number six out of seven.
And the rest are dead?
And there's only one brother left and one sister left and me.
Amazing.
All died through alcohol.
Through alcohol, huh? And so your question is what?
Again, no question. Just trying to get rid of this anxiety and talk.
Oh, okay. Let me ask, you're trying to get rid of the anxiety and talk. Let me ask, who are you?
Who am I? Nobody.
You're nobody?
Yeah, nobody.
For some reason, your phone, and probably because you're from overseas, but your phone is...
it's a bad connection.
Yeah, staticky. But if you're nobody, why do you think you have anxiety then? Why do you believe that?
Because that is what's stopping me.
Hold on.
Grant, it sounded like you were walking around. Could you move back to where you were, where there was better connection?
I'm trying. Okay, better now?
Keep trying.
I'm 100%
there you go.
On my own. I've got no family left. I've got no family that I talk to. I've got no friends. So I'm literally on my own. And this is the happiest I've been in all my life. I've lost my kids, my grandkids.
So if you are no, you said you're no one, you're nobody. Why do you believe you have anxiety then?
I don't know. Because of the fear of talking. Even though I know it's not me, that's still stopping me.
But why would you let it... Why would you let it stop you if it, you know that it's not you?
I don't know, again. It's just the feelings come up inside me, and it tells me not to do these things.
And who is telling you that?
The demons, I suppose.
And why are you listening to the demon? Why do you believe them?
I don't believe them, but I still am finding it hard to get past them.
Okay, here's what I recommend. When those demons come up, appear like that, and you feel the emotions of stress or fear or what you call anxiety, just be aware of it. See that you're feeling, be aware that you're feeling that, but do nothing about it. Just be aware of it and do nothing and go about your day shaking in your boots, trembling in hell, and do nothing about it. And the truth, the spirit of truth, the spirit of life will take care of it for you. It will destroy it. It will take care of it. Because it's not you. It's evil that made a home in you.
Well, 18 months ago, when I found you, I followed what you say. And my point's just left out of my head. I was 18 and a half stone, dying. I've got multiple sclerosis. And they kept piling me with drugs. For 30 years, I just sat down doing nothing, just taking the drug and self-medicating. And then that was 30 years ago, and all of a sudden I've woken up. I've been back in the 90s, my brain is, and I've woken up in 25, and it's just absolute mayhem going on out there with politics. Well, I was never into politics. A little bit, I'm getting into politics now and seeing what's going on in the world. But I've just woken up, and it's been the last 18 months or 2 years have been, well, an eye-opener to what's going on. I didn't know nothing about all of this woke or anything up until 2 years ago. Well, it just seems to be getting worse and worse.
Well, it's not getting worse. It's dying, but it wants you to think that it's getting worse in you, but it's not. And for other people out there in the world, you got to know that human beings are evil. And because they're evil, they roam the earth to see who they can hurt so they can get a thrill from it. They live off the pain and the thrills that they have inside of themselves. But that's not enough for them. They try to hurt others so that they can feel better. And they laugh, they have joy, false joy, but they have because they think they have hurt someone. Human nature is evil. And so that same evil that's in others, in the politicians, the everybody, is in you, but it's not you. So if you want to overcome it, Grant, you got to just be aware of it. You got to feel the pain that come from the thoughts, because you can't have the feelings unless you have the thoughts. But just don't call it you. Live with it, walk with it, be with it, but don't call it you. And those demons, I promise you, will be taken away from you.
Well, I had demons of depression,
yeah,
and all of that, and wanting to kill myself, which I tried to do a couple of times.
You wanted to kill yourself?
Yes, I tried a couple of times.
And that was those demons telling you to kill yourself. It wasn't you.
And then when I forgave, I went through a really bad patch. I broke my fist against the wall and promised I'd never hurt myself again.
Right on.
I found you and worked on that. And within a week, all of them demons had left.
Yeah.
My depression just left within 24 hours. It was very, very, very strange walking around not being wanting to hurt myself or anything. It was just amazing.
Well, it'll get better if you go through the whole death. You got, in the same way Christ died, from that ego self, the false self, you're not your body, you're not your thoughts, you're not your emotions, you're none of those things. And so don't call yourself those things, and they will be taken away from you. But you got to let the light do it, not you.
One question is, I have chronic pain at night time with my MS. I just wondered, can you still find perfect peace with pain?
Absolutely.
When I'm in pain, I tend to go into my imagination, which I know I'm doing it, but I try to stop myself from doing it and finish with it. But it seems much harder when I'm in pain.
Well, absolutely, because the pain, and I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving you medical advice, but the pain is in the body, the mind and the body, but it's not in you. It's in the body, but it's not in you. And so whatever God's will, you can say to God, you know what, God, I want to be healed, but whatever your will is, let it be done. And don't be angry about the pain that you feel. It's enough to recognize it. And then I don't know what the doctors are telling you to do, but do whatever you need to do. But don't identify with the pain that's in the body, because you're not your body and you're not the pain.
Yeah.
And so don't call yourself, don't call it you. Don't give yourself any identities at all, and you will overcome it. You can possibly overcome the pain too.
Yeah, I was on maybe 100 pills.
Yes,
a day, hundreds of pills a week, and I'm on none now. I've taken them all away. That's why I went mad by coming off them, and no one would help me come off all the pills.
Yes,
and when I did it on my own, and it took me 5 or 6 years to do it, I went a bit crazy, and ended up, you know, in a psych ward. They put me in a psych ward and said I was nuts, and was meant to help me when I came out, but I never saw nobody, and I was left on my own again. And I just kept taking the pills out, and I just kept going mad. And now, after coming off them, I'm in less pain now than I was when I was on all of those medications.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Every day, every night, every morning, every day.
Right on.
And even in the afternoon. I've got to do it.
Well,
I do half an hour to 40 minutes in the morning. I do 15 minutes if I can in the afternoon. I do 15.
I think it's phone dropped.
Because when I'm doing the evening, when I do it in the evenings, I mean, the pain comes on and I can't do much more than 15 minutes. And the same with the afternoon. In the morning, I can get a good one of 40 minutes, half an hour, 40 minutes, 50 minutes even.
Right on.
And I love the silent prayer. But every time I try and do the silent prayer, the demon comes to tell me not to.
Of course.
And I've since the first time you told me to do them, I've not missed one in 18 months. It might be quick, might be 5 minutes where the pain gets too much for me, but I do them every day.
Well, you practice staying present. Practice throughout the day. When you find yourself caught up in your head, just realize you're in a thought and you forgot to be present and become aware of your surrounding, your body or something. Come back to present. And if you stay with it, it will work out. You'll be fine. Those demons will have to leave your body. They will leave.
And I've stopped loads of things. I don't listen to music at the moment. But I'm in the car. So if I'm in the car and I've got to drive to work, with the first job I've had in 30 years, I get in the car, I don't put the music on, I just go, and it takes about 40 minutes to get to work, and I try and stay present all that time, all the way to work and all the way back again.
Right on.
And every time I get in the car, I stay present. I watch my hand, I look at my hand. Every time I see my hand, it focuses me to be present. So when I'm washing up, I'm in present all the time. I try and turn the TV off and just be by myself and just try and be present all of the time. I'm like in a rush to be with the Father. I would need to be with Him. I need to be out of this mayhem.
Amazing. Well, you calm down and stay present and don't worry. And when that anxiety comes, the fear comes to speak up or whatever it is, if you need to talk to someone, you talk to them anyway. No matter what you feel in your body, you're not your body, it's not you. And just do it anyway. I promise you, Grant, you stay with it, But don't freak out. Don't worry. Don't stress out. Just be aware. The awareness, which is the light of God, the spirit of truth, will destroy the darkness.
Every time I go present, the devil says that if I ever do become fully present, that I won't be able to remember, like, my hospital appointments or things like that. You know what I mean? Or won't remember to do these things.
Yeah, but no,
you're pushing me to have the memories.
No, just write down your write down your appointment, and you don't even have to think about it.
That's what I do. I've got whiteboards all over the place because the drugs have damaged my brain a little bit.
Right.
I've got whiteboards that I write down my hospital appointments, what money I've got to pay. I ask for digital paperwork and digital emails to come through, so the reminders are all there.
Absolutely. I write down my appointments too in my office, write them down for me. If it wasn't for that, I'd forget them too. So that's not a problem. Write them down. Don't think about it. Look at your calendar every day and just do what you need to do that day, and you'll be fine. And tomorrow will take care of itself.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
Do you feel anxiety right now?
It might be just hunger pains, but there is pain there still. A little bit.
And the point
is, I'm hungry.
Point is, anxiety only comes from thoughts. If you think it, you're going to feel it. But if you think it and don't go with it, don't call it you, it will disappear. It's just a thought. It's not you at all.
Yeah, it's like the anxiety when I went for my job for the first time.
Yeah.
It was gone, anxiety. I just kept moving forward with it and just went with the pain. I don't even know how I done it.
That's right.
To this day, I don't know how I got into the car and drove to the job. I don't know how I done it.
The truth is with you. You'll be fine. But I got to run because of time. But call me again. Yes. But for now, just don't call the anxiety you. It's not you. And it's not. It's in your body, but it's not in you.
No. My father told me to find you, and I found you. So I will call again.
Right on.
And I'm much appreciated to you. And thank you for everything, because I don't think I'd be here right now if I didn't find you.
Well, God will help those who want to be helped. So you're open for the truth. The truth is now enter into you. It will never leave you again. It will take care of you. All right?
Thank you, Jesse.
All right.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Grant. Bye now.
And I will speak to you again soon.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. It's the same spirit around the world. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Kayla, very generous, 10 coffees. Good morning. I realized I have no love. How do I become of love? Stop thinking about myself? Thank you so much.
I mean, yeah, stop thinking. For the women, I said, don't think about yourself a whole month. Last Sunday, I told the people, 1 week, don't think of yourself. Stop thinking about yourself, and you'll be fine. Amazing.
T. Smith for coffee.
Thank you.
And then we'll have to read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
I can't believe that I was going by like that. So, I'll be back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Trump is going to declassify. Where in the world is Amelia Earhart? She disappeared like 100 years ago or something like that. And trying to fly around the world. She got like 3/4 of the way around the world. And God said no. Just kidding. That wasn't God. Sorry. And the air traffic controller's been calling out sick, causing flight delays and cancellations, shutting down control towers. It's terrible. And it's all over the shutdowns. Petty, sounds like to me. But who knows? And maybe Trump will be able to withhold back pay for these so-called federal employees after the shutdown ends. Some Republicans distancing themselves from that idea. But maybe if they don't work, they don't get paid. Nice. And Comey, or they got to work for free because they're acting like they're so important. Jim Comey arraigned today. Facing charges today. So cool. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, October 8th, AD 2025. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the second hour coming right up. All right? Nice. So do it. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, the Trump administration has ordered FBI employees to search urgently for any records related to the 1937 disappearance of Amelia Earhart. The unusual directive, marked as a top priority by the White House, the white on the inside White House, has agents combing through decades-old files tied to the famed Aviator S. She was a female pilot and flew across the Atlantic one time, and then she disappeared, trying to fly around the world. Speaking of flying, air travel is a mess, sort of. Travelers could face more delays at major airports nationwide due to a shortage of air traffic controllers. The aviation problems come as Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says more air traffic controllers are calling out sick. Trifling, I suggest, amid the government shutdown. So they're not actually even sick. They're just calling out sick. Like TSA employees, Transportation Security Administration, air traffic controllers are considered essential employees and must work without pay during the impasse of the shutdown. Numerous, and they may get back pay after, but maybe Trump will withhold that. Nice. Anyway, numerous airports affected Tuesday, including Chicago's O'Hare. That is one of the best airports in the world or something like that. I don't know. It was expected to operate without a full complement of controllers for over 9 hours. The FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, I guess, issued a ground stop for flights heading to Nashville International Airport due to staffing shortages. The issues are similar to what happened Monday at Hollywood Burbank. Over in Burbank International Airport in California, the entire tower forced to shut down because these lamos get calling out sick. Maybe we should fire them. Anyway, President Trump suggested Tuesday he may withhold back pay from all federal employees once the government shutdown ends. The president said he will soon announce which government programs he intends to eliminate permanently amid the standoff over federal funding. Roughly 750,000, that's 750,000, federal so-called workers expected to be furloughed during this shutdown, per the CBO analysis, Congressional Budget Office. Several, or at least a few, top GOP leaders distanced themselves from Trump's idea as they made clear they supported back pay for government so-called workers. An increasing number of so-called Republican lawmakers acknowledged the potential political perils of implementing mass layoffs of these federal workers, communist buzzword, during this time. In 2017, President Trump fired that FBI so-called director James Comey, who had been recently quit being a Republican, then he turned independent, who was overseeing the investigation into possible collusion between Trump's campaign and Russia. And now he's facing charges. Nice. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hour two. Mm-hmm.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-Jesse. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy for this week, Mama Mia. The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? Amazing question, huh? What now? And it's for those who want to overcome. It's for those. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you would like to listen to the show as it is happening, you're like, well, I know I can podcast the show, and you can. But you could be listening on your phone, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. What the? Manhood Hour's coming up. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I suggest do what you want, though. I suggest you drop your anger. Stop judging what you think is yourself and others. It's a spiritual thing. Drop your anger. Your anger is evil. Resentment is evil, however you want to dress it up. And as long as you have anger and don't admit it, you will never, and to overcome it, see that is wrong to overcome it, you will never know God. You will never know truth. You will never know the light. You will never have perfect peace. You can say what you want about it. You can say, well, nobody has certain peace. Or if I don't have my thoughts, if I don't have my anger, well, how would I function? The devil is making up those excuses for you. It's not you. You are not in control of anything. How can you be in control when there is no you? Think about that. There is no you. You ain't never made a decision. If you're black, you ain't never made a decision for yourself. If you're white, you have never made a decision on your own, not one, in your entire life. Whether you're newborn or 810 years old, you have never and cannot will not ever make a decision for yourself. There's no use to make decisions. If there's no you, how can you make decisions? Come on now. I want to go to heard around the world, Dubai. Luai, I want to go to Dubai to talk to Luai. Luai out of Dubai. Luai, you are on the air.
Heard around the world.
By everybody and their mama.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing?
All is well, Luai.
So,
what time is it is in Dubai right now?
It's 6 p.m.
6 p.m.?
Yeah, it's 6.
How was your day?
It was good.
Nice.
Since yesterday, my days have been, these 2 days have been a bit weird. I have, for the past couple of months, I've been a listener to you since like maybe 4 or 5 years or so now. And I've switched jobs in the past 4 months to a job that has a lot of uncertainty. It's a sales job, and if I don't make sales, I don't earn money, basically.
Right on.
And I used to, listen to you talking about living in uncertainty. And it did make sense, but I never really felt it. And I used to do the silent prayers when we last spoke, I think maybe 4 months ago or so. And I was starting to get better. And then once I started this job, I kind of drowned in all these new responsibilities and the new skills and the whole thing. And so I stopped doing the silent prayer and I started to overthink. I started to kind of doubt myself. And the job has a lot of uncertainty with it. So I started to get scared as well. And then up until, I think, a week ago or so, I, started to come back to myself. Started to do the silent prayer a bit more frequently. Started listening to your show as well. And I noticed that I saw on your show that you were mentioning that you have to be able to live with the fear. You know, I used to try to avoid myself from living in the fear by distracting myself, either talking to, my brother about it or this person, or, trying to discuss it with someone, like as if anyone will help me. But I also saw that you said, that you have to kind of recognize that no one actually can help you. And for some reason, 2 days ago, for the first time, I faced the fear I had in my stomach while I was going to work. The fear of, I had a fear of that, I'm going to be a failure. I'm not going to make it. I always had doubts of this sort. And the fear was big and it was growing bigger. And so I faced it in the car, and it's a strange thing that happened. I started to feel since yesterday that I got convinced that no one's going to help me. And it was the first time I didn't tell anyone about it. Or I didn't try to distract myself from it, not listening to a radio show on the car or music or whatever, or distraction of any kind. And then I felt like my thoughts started to, I started to recognize that my thoughts are not my own, and that I got convinced that no one is really going to help me. Everything I was doing to try to avoid this fear was pointless, because it was always coming back. And so I started to lose my, I felt like my thoughts are getting less, and I'm starting to become aware that, there's, it's a weird feeling these 2 days. Life became slower, and I felt like I'm more present. And I kind of wanted to call to see, what you think about it. And because it feels weird to me. It's a new thing, and my mind is becoming even trickier with the thoughts. Like, I'm starting to doubt that I'm actually going through the process, or doubt that I'm waking up, and my mind, you know, is playing all kinds of tricks on me. And I've heard you also say that it will get worse before it gets better. And I'm not sure to which level you think it gets worse. I did not get really, when I faced the fear, it was a bit terrifying, but it was fine. And then after it, I felt better. And today, I did that yesterday. Today, I also walked to work and was going to work while feeling present almost all throughout the way. And then when I am at work, okay, I get busy and, you know, I don't really get to be present a lot. But whenever I'm not really that busy, then, you know, I remember to kind of be aware of the present. I'm just going to see basically if this sounds to you like something is this the thing? Is this like waking up? Is that how it should feel? Is that should I expect anything?
That is perfect. When you make up your mind, I am tired of living and being the way I am. And then you just let go. You surrender all unto the light. Meaning that when those thoughts come and those feelings come, whether it's so-called good feelings or bad feelings, anger or good or whatever, just be aware of it, Luai. Just be aware and do nothing about it. Go to work, do your job, go to your meals, and just being aware of what's happening inside of you, and don't call it you. You're going through that hell, and on the other side of that hell is paradise. And those thoughts are going to have a fit. They're going to say, it ain't working, Luai. You got to stop this. You got to do this. You got to do that. They're screaming, and it's going to feel like it's you, and it's going to sound like it's you, but it's not you. You relax in it and let the light handle the darkness. You'll be fine. And do nothing about it, but live with it, sleep with it, walk with it, stay with it. Just don't communicate with it. Just be aware.
Yeah, I get that. And I did notice myself, like, I started to doubt, really, like, almost every thought. And it's also something new to me that, you know, I'm finding that I'm noticing the thoughts much more than before. And I'm noticing, oh, this is a thought, you know. I did not.
Yes.
This is not me that thought this way. It's a thought that came to me.
Right on.
And then I doubted after it. I noticed.
Right on. That's all you need to do for the rest of the time. Just be aware of that. And again, it's going to be painful. It's going to be hell. But that's what it is anyway. It's hell on earth inside of you. But just stay with it. Stay with it. Don't try to get rid of it. Let, you know, Christ said, bring all of your troubles unto me, and I'll take care of it. All of your fears, all of your loneliness, all of your stress, all of your jealousy, envy, and strife, and revenge, all of your desire to hurt yourself and others, bring all that to the light. And that means just be aware of what's going on in you, and you will die daily, and you will be fine.
So you think that it has to even get worse, like because I don't see it yet. Is it something that always happens, that it gets to a point where it gets worse, or should I not expect anything?
Have no expectation. Have a way to see.
Yeah.
One of the primary reasons that it gets difficult, worse for most people, is because all of your life you have believed that you were those things. You thought you were those fears. You thought you were the jealousy. You thought you were the doubt. You thought you were these things. And so it's like you got to now know that it's not you, and you're dying from all these false identities that you have. And that's what people don't want to give up. Who will I be if I'm not what I think I am? Who will I be if I'm not this or that? And it's hard for people to die from that because they feel like if I don't have some type of thrill, some type of feelings, then I'm no one. And so it's hard for them to let go. But you stay with it and just watch it and do nothing about it. Go to work shaking in your boots. And if it's telling you that you're not going to be able to make a sale today, just have a wait and see and you'll be fine.
And I noticed 3 days ago, I was because recently what I got to this point is that I started drinking a bit more because I was so afraid and I'd had so much doubts in myself. And so 3 days ago, I noticed in the car, I got extremely sad and started to look at old pictures of my parents getting old, and I started to have these really sad emotions. And then I noticed for the first time that I noticed that I'm comfortable in the sadness. I felt like I somehow loved the sadness.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I noticed it, and it made sense to me. I remembered you saying that people love their emotions or love their sadness. And it was because I'm used to it, my whole life. It's just the first time maybe I noticed it, that I was comfortable in the sadness.
Beautiful. By noticing it and not calling you, that's the spirit of the truth that is saving you from the false self. Most human beings, they are comfortable in their sadness. They are comfortable in their fears. They are comfortable in their anxiety. They are comfortable in their false happiness, fake happiness, false happiness, and false sadness. And they don't want to let that go. Who will I be, they say, if I don't have those things? They think that that's who they are, and they do not want to let it go. But just be aware and do nothing about it as you're doing, and just stay with it. And don't worry about how long it's going to take or how difficult it is. You stay with it, and the light is working on your behalf.
Yeah, I will do that. And I also noticed one more thing is that I always thought of myself, maybe that was part of the ego, is that I don't have an ego because I always acted or always thought that I don't think highly of myself. But at the same time, I always doubted myself and thought negative things about myself. So maybe that was kind of the ego or false identity I had built up for myself.
100%.
Because it was negative, I never thought of it as an ego.
It was ego. But when you don't think highly of yourself, that's ego. When you think highly of yourself, that's ego. It's all ego. When you think negatively of yourself, it's all ego. Because there is no self to think either way about. So it's just all ego. And a lot of most people get a thrill out of thinking negatively of themselves. That's a thrill. That's an ego, and they love it. And they love telling people, I feel so bad about myself. I don't think highly of myself. And it's just an ego. And they love it, and you can tell them to let that go because it's like letting self go.
Yeah, because, for example, for me, I got used to it. And maybe that's the only thing that I know at this point. So maybe I get attached to it, and people get attached to what they're used to feeling all this time.
Absolutely. They become one with evil, and evil is like it's like glued to them. And evil doesn't want to let go. And so they just say, this is how I feel. I feel afraid. I feel negative. I'm not as good as the next person. I'm not this and I'm not that. But they love that. That's why they do it.
And I even noticed people at work maybe see me a bit differently or something, because when they ask me, they see me quiet or something, and they ask me what's wrong. Usually, I'd have something to say, but I just, because I I discovered or I realized finally that no one can help me. I would answer them like, I'm good.
Right on. All is well.
All is well, exactly. So
yeah.
They felt like it's not me or something's wrong with me. But for me, it felt for the first time that I just, there's no point.
Well,
I shouldn't be saying anything.
Yeah. You're on your way. You're doing fine. Stay with it. And now that you understand, I got to live with this, but just be aware of it and don't call it me. Don't say, I am this and I am that. Don't identify with it. And it's going to have a fit, but it's not you. It'll be taken away. You'll be fine. You're surrendering 100% to the light. And that's the only way you can be rewarded is when you completely surrender to the light. Otherwise, the truth cannot give you the prize if you don't do what it tells you to do. So you'll be fine. Stay with it, all right?
All right, just do the silent prayer every day or every night, I think, and just be aware. And just one last question, if possible. When you're doing the silent prayer, do you have a specific purpose, or are you just trying to be present, or trying to watch yourself, or to know yourself? What do you kind of? What's your main purpose?
Have no purpose. Just be aware, watching those thoughts and emotions, which are not your own. Just be aware. Don't have any purpose. Don't have any ideas. Don't have any thoughts, because we don't know what we want. We don't know what we need. None of that thing, and none of those things. But if you do it with a purpose, then you think you know what you want. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. So just watch yourself.
That's all you do. Watch the not you. You're watching the not you, and you're not your thoughts and emotions.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, Luai. Good to hear from you, man.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right. Stay with it.
All the best.
All right. Thank you. Amazing. It's the same spirit all around the world, different languages, even in Dubai. Isn't there some singers over in Dubai messing with Luai? You tell everybody the same thing. I counsel with men and women around the world, and the problem are the same, because the devil's telling everybody the same thing, and they react in the same way. They believe a lie. Stop it. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, on my. Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Josh.
Yes, sir. I was calling to answer that biblical question, man.
The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
That means that God deals in absolutes, and so somebody with a little bit of evil in them is the same as somebody with a lot of evil in them. And that's, you know, it seems like I was always taught or that, you know, there's a lesser evil, but there's no such thing as a lesser evil or... Because it's all, you know, it just plays into the illusion that that we can judge. We know one, like, yeah. It's like you can't judge one person worse than another, because a little bit of evil is the same as having a lot of evil in you.
And so repeat it and just say it. You say it means what?
Yeah, it means that God and the truth deals in absolutes. And so there's no such thing as one person having more evil in them than or less evil in them.
The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. Okay. Amazing, Josh. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
All right.
I appreciate it, Josh. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. Thank you, man.
Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat.
Thank you, T. Smith, for coffee with the hearts around the face on Cash App.
Thank you.
Anthony says, video of a child in cuffs is fake, referring to apartment arrests.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not familiar with that, but thank you for the heads up.
Yeah,
in the morning.
I am not either. I've not heard about it. Thank you.
Fazul, answer to the biblical question.
The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
Means darkness is evil and light is good. What the? Says Fazul.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Very nice. Natalie, good morning all. Love for Jesse and crew.
Thank you. And love back. Good morning and love back to you. Thank you for your support as well.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Marcus, oh, Lord, not the Jews, Lord. Says Marcus G90.
thank you, Marcus. Amazing.
Nick, for the Fly JLP Polo Fund Salute Cowboy Celebration Hands.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Alex from Texas, what is HDHD, Jesse? Why do women all have it now?
Because they're angry. All that anger they have, that evil nature. What the? Thank you.
Adam, I have a real bad stutter. It gets so bad when I want to say something or ask a simple question, it gets blocked off. Is it a spiritual issue or could I fix it practically?
So I'm not a doctor, right? But I've spoken with a lot of people, not a lot, but several people who has that. And when I tell them what to do, calm down. Don't go with what the thoughts are telling you and speak. When they calm down, it seems to work. Call me if you can. I want to hear it. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. If you want, call me. I just want to see what it sounds like. All right? But just do the silent prayer. And when you're about to speak, and the mind says, oh, no, they're not going to understand what you said. You're stuttering. Don't give in to that. Speak up anyway. Shaking in your boots. But stay calm. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah.
Fazul, 3 months ago, my doctor directed I make changes. So far, I dropped 15 pounds, 15 to go, keeping things practical and not reacting to thoughts or feelings and not fussing a big part of it. Thank you, Jesse.
Rest my case. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
Isaias says, JLP, what information do you have about Brazil? There is an outbreak of adulterated drinks here, people going blind and dying. In the USA, it is fentanyl, he says.
But what did you say now?
There is an outbreak in Brazil of adulterated drinks. People are going blind and dying.
From drinking something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
It sounds like they're poisoning people's drinks with, like, a drug.
The government or someone? Not the government, but who's poisoning it?
They don't say it. It says there's an outbreak of adulterated drinks here. Amazing. So they don't say who is doing it.
Oh, man. What a mess. Evil is everywhere. I wish you well. Thank you.
Crazy.
Yeah, I've not heard about that.
And Heat says, Jesse, obedience is better than sacrifice. Jesus was obedient to his Father, even unto the cross. Which is better, Jesus' obedience or the sacrifice? If Jesus had not obeyed his Father and to the cross, there would be no sacrifice and hence no salvation, he says.
Amazing. Thank you. I rest my case. Amazing.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, guys.
Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment to your phone calls. Back in a moment. Thank you. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Manhood Hours coming up in the next hour. Don't forget to support the work that we're doing here. You're helping us to help others as you are being helped. Thank you for that. Go to rebuildingdemand.com. Make a donation there. rebuildingdemand.com/donate or jessieleepeterson.com/shop or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. You can mail it in. We got all kind of ways you can help us, and thank you all in advance, right? A lot of work to do. You can check a money order out to BOND, B-O-N-D, and mail it to BOND, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can hit the barcode thing, the Q code. What is it called, Nick?
QR code.
QR code. Right there, you see it on the website. QR code. That's all I'm supposed to say about that part.
Yep, you can scan the QR code.
Okay. And I appreciate it. And for personal shout-outs, I'll do them for you. Birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, encouragement, whatever the shout-out. There were people who about to get engaged. They're like, hey, Jesse, do this shout-out. Tell I want to marry her. Whatever it is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. All right. Let me go quickly back to the phones. Let me go to a first-time call out of Massachusetts. Saranda, you are on the air.
Wow. What an honor, Jesse. I am very happy to be on the air with you.
Thank you.
My husband has listened to you for a very, very long time. And as I told your producer, I don't really have a question. I need to give you a shout out because my man, Kyle Wayne, he struggled a lot in his life, and he's called you a few times, and you've called him a beta, and he took that to heart because he was being a beta. Yep.
Don't say his last name. Don't mention his last name, though, right?
No, I won't.
Okay, go ahead.
But he brought me back to God, and when I kind of was off the rails, and that's in part mostly to you calling him out for these things and teaching him silent prayer. And that's one thing that he really struggled with, but still the act of doing it helped, even if he wasn't always successful, because it's really hard to calm down a racing mind. So even when he's not successful, he still tries it, and that helps. So the reason I wanted to call, though, is because he's been in jail in Massachusetts for the last 100 days. He didn't do anything wrong. He just crossed the border with everything we owned in the car, including some rifles. So he's been held as a political prisoner here, and a lot of people would go to jail and just fall apart, but he has gone there and started a Bible study with all sorts of different young men and old men, and they get together and read the Bible. And he just had an interaction with a Hebrew Black Israelite. And I know he was channeling you when he was, debating is the right word, but when he was kind of getting into it with him. But he takes a lot of his motivation from you, and that's why he wants to spread the gospel. So that's what he's doing in jail with his time. He wrote a book, and he's not a beta anymore. He's doing his time, and he's helping out a really important cause here in Massachusetts now.
Oh, so, amazing.
Yeah,
well, tell him to stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And his body may be in jail, but his spirit don't have to be. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he will. And he's just been having a hard time, so I wanted to call and see if you... I will tell him those words of encouragement.
Yeah, tell him that, not to get angry about it, not to blame anyone, and just stay with it. Stay with the silent prayer.
I will. I will
right
tell him
on.
That. And
thank
if he
you.
Calls soon, maybe I'll call back.
Right on.
Talk to you.
Right
thank
on.
You, Jesse.
Thank you, and stay with it.
God bless.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Now. Bye now. Oh, amazing. Let me go to Rick out of Virginia, Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jesse? Man, everybody and their mom will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for knowledge today, brother.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Rick.
You know, man, when I hear people calling in, like the guy that called in about the Jews yesterday, oh, I don't like the Jews. They killed Jesus. Yeah, them was the Jews back there in those days. What about the Jews? Never had nothing to do with that.
But I don't even know why anyone would be mad that, quote unquote, the Jews killed Jesus. Jesus was born over in the Jew area. He was a Jew.
Right.
And his whole purpose, he was sent here for that reason. And so I don't know why anyone would be angry about it. I don't get why they're mad about that.
Yeah.
Do you understand? It's Do you know why they're mad about that? That's something
you
that you need
what?
To be because rejoicing about.
I agree. It's the same thing with the blacks, Jesse. They said they'd be mad at whites because of what the whites did in the past, and now they're mad at the whites was current. It had nothing to do with it. It's the same thing. The
I was surprised, Rick, when I heard that somebody was mad because Jesus died. It still just doesn't... And no one can tell me why they're mad that, quote unquote, the Jews killed Jesus. I don't know why they're mad about that.
It's so crazy. It's like people are just finding some, and you know, it seems like Satan's doing a great job dividing people, man. By he's using that anger as to his fullest, man. Most time you ask Jesus, you ask the average person why you're mad at. They don't even know why they're mad.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, and it just every. I know the key what helps me spiritually, Jesse. I take responsibility. I don't care if it's anything. What's up? And I don't care if it's anything, whatever it is. If you take responsibility, you can get healing starts. You know. Healing starts when you take responsibility. I don't care about your finances, your spiritual life, if you're in jail, whatever.
Yeah.
Once you take accountability, then the healing process starts. But if you never take accountability, man, God will let you stay there in your hell till you get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Well, evil people always blaming someone else for their issues, for their evil, because they can't see themselves. They're lost. And they can't see their sleep. Amazing.
Right. Yes. And it's sad, Jesse. Even like the government shutdown. Everybody's and like if the air traffic controllers go off the job and they leave and they don't come to the job, why should they get paid?
That's right. Absolutely.
They left the job. Now, if they say, hey, you stay on the job, we'll back pay you. Then when you come to work, you get back paid. But if you take off and don't come to work, how you expect to get back paid and you ain't at work?
No. That's what it is when you work for the government, though. The government is probably the easiest job that anyone can have, and they spoil you. I used to try to get a government job, but I couldn't even pass the test. What the?
I work for the government, man, and you got some of the most sorriest, laziest people. Oh, God, yeah. Don't let nobody get hurt on a job. They will try and milk it. It'd be their own fault why they got hurt, and they'll try and milk it.
Yeah,
and milk it. I mean, to me, when you get hurt on a job, it should come to an end. You know, no one, because if you got hurt at home, what are you going to do if you got hurt at home?
That's right. What a mess.
The government allows it, though. Somebody can get mad at somebody. Oh, my boss mistreated me. And they'll probably pay that person $60,000 because the boss harassed them. The government, you don't know how people going to act about it every day. You know what I'm saying, Jesse?
Yeah. Well, thank God Donald Trump, the great white hope, is there. He cleaned up the mess.
Oh, man.
He's taking names and kicking butts.
Man, and he got the Democrats talking about, we holding the government up because we want people to get tax breaks for their health care.
They want aliens to get free medical
care. That's the whole thing.
Right.
That's what it is. Yeah. When they say all people,
all
Americans? Exactly. They want to get them supply all they need so they can go in there and push the D button down. That's it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it, man.
Hey, just can I take a step at the biblical question?
Yes.
If I got time?
The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
That means with the absence of evil, people will rejoice because good reigns. Because I can tell you, just in general life, when you have people that are in harmony and love Christ, you get harmony, love, and peace. But man, you bring somebody, one person can raise hell. And so when you got a whole bunch of people committing evil and darkness, oh yeah, that's even in Proverbs. It says, when the evil rules, people moan. But when the righteous rule, everybody rejoice.
Oh,
it's just God's nature.
Right on. Well, I appreciate your response to the biblical question, Rick. And I'll put my on Sunday.
I'll be waiting. And thanks for taking my call, Jesse, man. Everybody and their mama will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today, brother.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, man. Nice.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye now. Amazing. Darnell is out of Chi-Town.
Amazing.
Hey, Darnell.
What's up, Jesse?
All is well.
How you doing today, Jesse?
All is well. Amazing.
Okay.
He hung up. What the?
What the?
Come in, Hate, so we can do super. And while Hank is coming in, let me go to Diego out of Colombia. Diego, you are on the air. We eating, Hank? You always eating.
Hi, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Diego.
Well, I got a few questions for you.
Okay.
Basically, I'm still in the process of looking for my father, and I've gotten real close. But I got some bad news, which is that this guy, from what I've heard, he's got Alzheimer's. And so he's not going to be all that easy to find. I'll probably have to call down basically a bunch of hospitals or a bunch of, care facilities. He's like 75 years old if I want to find him. And I was able to forgive my mother, and that helped a lot. And I would like to forgive him, too, at least in person. I think I have forgiven him personally. But I'm curious to know, in a situation like this where it seems like the universe is not making it easy for me to find him, should I go all in and try to hunt this man down?
No.
Or should I take my time?
Forget about it.
And
move on.
We've got to move on, right?
Yeah, just realize that your father could help himself either, and for, you know, realize that, don't hold anything against him, you'll be fine. You don't need to do all that to forgive him. If you can't, if he's not easily available, just move on.
Right. So I feel like I'm racing against the clock here because, you know, he may die, right? I may never see him or see him again.
Right, so move on.
Yeah, okay.
Forget about it.
Forget about all of it.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Just realize your father couldn't, you know, I don't know what happened, but he loved you. And when he left, he left your mother. He didn't leave you. And by forgiving him, God will forgive you, and you'll be fine. You don't need to look up and down the earth for him at all.
Right. And, I mean, what would you say if there's just this part of me that's telling me, like, you know, we're so close, you got to give it a shot.
Drop the thought, hey, they're lying to you.
Even
not
if it seems
you
like,
telling you that.
Yeah. It's hard to tell if it's the devil or God that's telling me that.
God would not put stress on you. God's ways are easy. His burdens are light. So that's not God telling you that. You can bank on that one.
Well, okay. That's pretty much my question.
You got to stop believing thoughts if you want to be free. All thoughts... all lies, all the time, about anything.
Right. Well, I can say it's a process. But knowing what you say makes sense. I guess I had another kind of question, which you're saying about making decisions, right?
Yes.
And you talk about that we make no decisions.
Right.
Or how can that be if I'm making a decision for, like, finding a job or, you know, looking for my daddy or, you know, something like that?
Well, you didn't make the decision to even find a job. First of all, you need a job. Secondly, God give you the ability to make practical decisions like that. What you want to eat, get your job, all that come from God, not from you.
Hmm.
There is no you, so you couldn't make a decision if you tried.
It seems like it's pretty easy to make a bunch of decisions throughout the day. You can make 100 decisions in one day.
How do you make them?
They come to you. It's like
so if they come into you, how do you make them?
Well, you grab that spark, and then you light the fire.
What?
You know?
What?
You grab the spark and then use that spark to light the fire.
You grab what spark and what fire?
The spark, the idea, the thought.
And where
you know,
where do the ideas come from?
They come from deep down.
Deep down where?
The mind.
And so if it's coming from your mind, how are you making a decision?
Yeah, because then, you know, the spark is hot, you know, and, like, it lands on your hands, and it's like, oh, man, what am I going to do with all this?
I got to run because I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know if you're kidding or what.
No, it's an analogy.
No, that's dumb. You don't make decisions. You never have, you never could, and you never will. Who are you?
I'm still figuring it out.
And so why do you think you're making the decision that you don't know who you are?
It's more like a reaction, I guess. It's me
why
reacting.
Why do you think you're making decisions if you don't know who you are?
Because I don't need to know all of myself to know how to react.
Oh, okay.
Right?
That's not right, but okay.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy. I got to run. I appreciate it.
Yeah. That's good. Thank you, Jesse.
All right,
thank
buddy.
Thank you for your time.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Three coffees from Nikki. Sometimes emotions show up that don't feel like mine at all. I meet them with gratitude and understanding. They burn away in the light of my seeing. Are those emotions really from me, or are they evil spirits outside trying to play tricks on me? Asks Nikki.
How can there be emotions, your emotion, when there is no you? Think about it. There's no you. You're not there. How can they be yours? Amazing. Thank you.
Fazul, thank you, sir. I actually read that one already.
Thank you.
About the drop in weight. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Gustavo, biblical question. When you are lost in life, you can always find the light. Where there is evil, the light of God will always be there to fight it, which is the spiritual battle, says Gustavo. And that's in response to the biblical question.
The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Gustavo. Hannes, two coffees. Sorry, I can't spare any more coffees, but it is about time I did. Thank you for everything, Jesse and crew. And he has a tip. There's something that you should check out.
Right on. Thank you. And thank you for helping us to help others. I do appreciate it.
And I shall pass that along. Thank you, Hannes.
Right on. I'll check it out.
And heat. Hashtag evil always requires a pure sacrifice. Sacrifice is only given by evildoers. That's why Hebrews 10:26 says, no sacrifices can be made for people who decide to sin after they find out about the truth. Unquote. Because Jesus was the only pure sacrifice. Do you agree? Asks Heat.
I don't know what he's responding to.
He's continuing on a point about sacrifice and obedience and stuff.
And so what do you say?
That sacrifices are only given by evildoers, and there's no more sacrifice to do if people decide to sin after they find out about the truth, because Jesus was the only pure sacrifice, according to him.
Thank you. I don't understand what you're saying, but thank you. Be right. I just don't understand it. You understand that?
No, I don't follow it.
Right, me either. Make it clear, either by phone call, 888-77-JESSE, or Super Chat. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Heat.
Yeah.
Anthony, the Great Pumpkin, says, good morning, JLP Show.
Good morning. Thank you, Anthony. Amazing.
That's over on Cash App.
Nice.
Alex from Texas, JESSE, is the wall going up? American flags.
Oh, the wall going up.
Bald eagles.
Oh, the wall going up. That's for sure. Amazing. Thank you. Have you noticed? No illegals are coming in all of a sudden. Thanks to the great white hope. And they call him amazing. The wind and the sea obeys him.
Yeah.
They call him daddy. They even call him king. Thank you.
Lowest border crossings since the 70s is what I heard.
The border just empty. Like, where are the Mexicans? Remember and, all those people all were coming from around the world.
Yeah,
black
Africans coming
people,
through Mexican borders.
Black were coming like, I'm like, what the?
Haitians and everything.
On boats and planes and walking. Amazing. Thank
and
you.
And they weren't stopping.
Sure weren't.
An unrelenting stream, what Biden wanted.
Thank
you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now as far as the Super Chats go.
Thank you all. Amazing. One more hour to go. When I come back, your phone calls, your Super Chat, Manhood Hours coming up next. Hake News is coming right now, and I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Yeah.
Gaza ceasefire talks, they're ongoing over in Egypt, I guess. You know, Trump put out that 20-point plan. Hamas is like, oh, we'll think about it. And Israel's like, ah, we'll think about it. And cheaper Tesla versions, you know, the tax credits for these electric cars, they're expiring. So it's like a $7,500 tax credit that's expiring. And so they're making the cars like $5,000 cheaper. Anyway, a bear rampaged the sushi section of injuring two people at a Japanese supermarket. I think in Japan, probably, right? Who knew there are bears or bear in Japan? And watch out for the listeria possible in the spinach, particularly according to the feds, I don't know, and CNN. Okay, so I disclaim this. HelloFresh meal kits, a little warning, possible listeria contamination. And you don't want listeria. I forget what it does, but that's what the feds say. And Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, blech. Is that who they were together at one point, or maybe a couple of times? They were together on the red carpet. I don't think they're getting back together, whatever, I don't care. And Pope Leo, the 14th or whatever he is, he was talking about the hatred in the world. Nice. Perhaps he should check himself, but maybe he has a nice quote, right? This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. We will get to your super chats. We do see them coming in. Thank you, sirs or ma'ams or mrs. And there's one line open. Hang tight, callers. But there's one line open. You can call in right now. Yes, you. 888-77-JESSE. 1-888-775-3773. Even from overseas, there are different ways to call in, just not via Skype. And sometimes, yeah, you got to pay. But nice. Check, look into it and let us know how you do it. Anyway, it is hate news, not fake news. And after this, Manhood Hour is coming up every Wednesday, third hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And then the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. And then 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Central, 5 Eastern, Punchy TV with the great Bill, the engineer, and Derek, the black producer, and Anchor Baby and Hake. Very cool. Very nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reporting on the James Comey indictment or arraignment or whatever. He's set to be arraigned on criminal charges. Maybe he already has today. I'm not sure. It's probably going to happen soon if it hasn't already. Trump has sought criminal charges on him as part of a political vendetta. So claims Commie Nonsense Network. But honestly, Commie Nonsense and Jim Comey, that tall beta FBI director, former, they're the ones with the vendetta, not Trump. Anyway, Jim Comey was indicted last month on federal charges of giving false statements and obstruction of a congressional proceeding for allegedly lying to Congress during testimony way back in 2020, like 5 years ago. U.S. District Judge Michael Nachmanoff, a Biden appointee, he's a Biden so-called judge. He was randomly assigned to oversee this so-called trial. Jim Comey is expected to plead not guilty. Whatever. Negotiations underway in Egypt to finalize a deal based on President Trump's Gaza ceasefire plan. Israel and Hamas made progress during the first 2 days of the talks, per a source. Unclear whether they'll make the necessary compromises for a breakthrough. All right. Also in the region, another fleet of Gaza-bound aid ships carrying journalists, activists, same thing, right, and medical professionals, intercepted by Israeli authorities, so say organizers, just days after Israel detained dozens of people on the Globo Sumud flotilla. Is that where that gal was? Greta Thunberg, the climate activist woman, young lady? Yeah, I did. Swedish activist. And Tesla, watch out for the newly unveiled, or soon to be coming out, maybe the end of the year, beginning of next year, Tesla models to deal with, because they have to accommodate because people are not buying their stuff anymore, or may not be buying their stuff anymore because the tax credits, 7,500 electric vehicle tax credits, expiring. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Manhood Hour. Manhood Hour.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the third hour already. Already, it's Wednesday. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question. The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you got to run around and just can't sit and watch it. But you can, no matter what you're doing, working out, whatever, no matter where, anywhere in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. Their mama, if you're white. Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. And so if you got to run around, you can listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. And the last hour of Wednesday has always been and shall always be Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
The sentencing of Sean Diddy Combs, a judge handing down a 4-year sentence for the rap mogul convicted on 2 prostitution-related charges.
This is about justice.
Combs begged for mercy, telling the judge, "I know that I've learned my lesson." But the judge rejected his plea, saying the sentence needed to send a message to abusers and victims alike that exploitation and violence against women is met with real accountability.
This is injustice.
Prosecutors argued he deserved 11 years in prison because he inflicted life-altering violence on women.
It's for revenge.
Amazing. Thank you, Anchor Baby. The Anchor Baby put that together. My first time seeing it. It's amazing. Thank you, Anchor Baby. Amazing. A spiritual battle. It is Manhood Hour. And if ever America and the world, but is America first, needed men to be men, it's now. It is now. And so here's what I want to do, and then I'll take your calls. I want to tell you, I want you to hear this, and this will tell you how to become a man. Even women, it will tell you, it's telling you how. You ask, how, Jesse? How? This will tell you how to become a man, or if you're female, it will tell you how to become a woman. I want you to listen. It is telling you how. And this is so true and so clear and so amazing to me. The person that wrote it, his eyes were open. So I want to play the if poem for you. And the if poem, what's the guy named, RuPaul?
Rudyard Kipling. Rudyard Kipling.
He's going to tell you how to become a man and or how for females to become a woman. And if you were to do this, you will. Not you might. You will. It's not you may. You will become a man. And for the ladies, you will become a woman. Watch this.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Amazing. Really, every time I hear that, it's so true. It brings tears to my heart. Really. It is the New Testament. And you can, if you have a made up mind, if you can do those things, you will become a man. You will, for the ladies, become a woman. If you can do those things. That's why I made a point of saying, make sure you hear if you can do these things. You will do them. You can if you really made up your mind, I'm letting go. I'm going to surrender to the light. And the light will do it for you. Because of yourself, of myself, yourself, you can do nothing. You know nothing, you can do nothing. Amazing, huh? Absolutely amazing. And Donald Trump has it like no other man I've ever seen in all my born days. Donald Trump got it. The Great White Hope has it. And they call him amazing. What manner of man is this? They say, the wind and the sea obeys him. They call him king. They rally against the king, but they see him as king. Some people call him daddy. And the world obeys him. They call him daddy. They call him amazing. I call him the great white hope. He has it for, I don't know how he got it, but I do recognize it. And as the enemies of Donald Trump, they don't understand. They don't know. How come we can't stop this man? How come everything this man say and does work for him? Why can't we stop and we call him names? We accuse him. We say things about him that are horrible, that should hurt us. The average person won't be able to handle it. They make up lies about him. They call him all kind of perverted names and all that kind of stuff. And yet, they can't stop him. And they wonder, what manner of man is this? We curse him out. We call him Nazi. They say we call him everything. We lie on him, they say. And yet, they can't stop him. They said we even tried to assassinate him. One they tried, and another they attempted at. And yet, they can't stop him. They said we even shut down the government pretending we wanted insurance, medical insurance for all people, when we really just wanted for the illegal aliens because we want the votes. And he let us shut down the government and still doing what he needs to do. The cartels are like, what manner of man is this? We've been able to bring drugs into America by boat, plane, horse, well, they call them donkey, mules, and people. And yet, we can't do that now. We can't stop. This man's stopping us in the boats and everything, just blowing us out of the water. What manner of man is this? But what I want you to know is in all who will receive it, you have the same power. Not your power, but it's in you. If you can do that, I promise you that. And you can't imagine the power, so don't try. You can't, it's like you can't think your way out of your problems. You cannot think your way out of your problems at all. You can't imagine the power. So don't even try. All thinking is wrong. You got to be it. Isn't that amazing? So here's what I recommend. Do what you want. If you want to become a man, if you want to become a woman, for the ladies, here's what you got to do. Know thyself. Drop the anger by forgiving your mothers. All human beings, you got to forgive them. You're like, no, I have a nice mother. I don't see any reason why to forgive my mother. If I forgive my mother, I hurt her feelings. Or I forgive my mother, I'm scared. You will stay in your misery. Stay with fear. But you got to forgive so that you can be forgiven. Human beings cannot and do not forgive. Forgiveness is admitting that you're wrong for being angry, for being resentful, for wanting revenge and jealousy. Admit you're evil and you shall be free, because all evil people play God. As long as you play God, you will never do the if. You can bank on that. And you're going to end up in all kinds of situations because you're not in control anyway. you're going to end up like this man from Arkansas, from THV-11. An Arkansas officer was fired on Wednesday after a viral video captured him threatening a local tobacco store owner and the store employees. Watch this.
This video behind me that was caught on security cameras by the 479 smoke shop in Dover. The owner told me that the encounter left his employees shaken up, and now he's asking for more to be done.
If I hear my name brought up like that again, I will have this place raided upon like you would not believe.
That's the interaction that happened Sunday between an off-duty part-time Dover Marshal, Nathan Jones, and employees of the 479 smoke shop. Robert Shelton, the owner of the shop, says that it left concern over the actions of Jones.
And at first, I was like, what are you talking about? So I go on my cameras, and sure enough, he didn't only threaten her, he threatened me, my other co-workers, and my wife, my whole family.
Shelton says that the interaction was over a rumor about Jones buying pipes from the smoke shop, but the reason behind the interaction is still uncertain.
I guess it was over hearsay. It was he say, she say, somebody took a picture of me at a parade or something like that, and the one of my employees is supposedly the one that took the picture.
In the video, Jones allegedly threatens to turn the shop into ATF, which can be heard in the security footage.
I am very, very close friends with ATF.
There's good cops and bad cops in everywhere, but there's good cops and there's bad cops and there's right and there's wrong.
In a statement, the Dover's Marshal's Office said that the department does not and will not engage in targeting of individuals and that they do not conspire with other law enforcement agencies to do so.
Amazing, huh? That man has not done the if. And he's ended up in situations. That's amazing, huh? Or, here's another situation that you end up in if you don't do the if. It's up to you. From Fox 11, a woman is suing Riverside County Sheriff's Department, saying a deputy was stalking her. Watch this from Fox 11.
My son, my youngest one, he's a very talkative kid, so he went up to the police officers. And
Brianna Ortega says it was September 2023 when she and her sons had a brief interaction with law enforcement at a family event in Coachella. She says among the group was Riverside County Deputy Eric Piscatella.
I had a conversation with the sheriff, and that was that. You know, I didn't think anything of it.
Brianna says no contact information was exchanged, but she says months later, she started receiving unsolicited texts. She says she did respond to him because she needed police assistance for an issue her sister had. But she says his texts became more persistent and romantic and escalated when he showed up to her house unannounced while in uniform.
As soon as I got there, I had put my stuff down and I was walking to the bathroom, and then I hear banging on my door.
She says she let him in because he claimed someone was in her backyard and had jumped the fence. Brianna says she became suspicious and started recording this encounter.
Yeah, he was pretty without makeup. Sorry, I didn't mean to be rude or unprofessional.
In the video, Brianna says you can hear him complimenting her and interacting with her kids.
What school do you guys go to?
That's when Brianna says she reported him to the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. Her attorney says after that, the department started an investigation.
He was using law enforcement databases to access her personal information, including her phone number and address. And he was charged criminally and ultimately pled to several misdemeanor counts as a result of this.
Brianna says nearly 2 years later, the fear of being harassed or stalked still lingers.
Amazing, huh? You got to do the if. Otherwise, you're going to end up in all kinds of situations because you are not in control. You are not in control. And it is manhood hour. And they say that women are doing better economically and educationally than men are. This is in the United States of America. Why is this happening in America? According to CBS News, is it a study? as study shows that American men are falling behind both economically and educationally. A new CBS documentary examined what's fueling the struggle. Watch this from CBS News.
Are the boys and men not all right? An upcoming CBS Reports documentary dives into why American men are falling behind. Here's a sneak peek.
Both Stevens and Navarro's mothers say they're immensely proud of their sons, but share similar concerns about the challenges confronting this generation of boys and men.
Society has these stigmas on a man and, like, the pressures of a man and what a man is.
Stevens' mom, Joanna, struggles with how to encourage her son to succeed, an issue she says she doesn't have with her daughters.
With girls, you need to make sure that they are, you know, strong. It's easy to say, you need to be strong, you need to be independent, you need to, you know, look after yourself and be in control. And with boys, you can't really say that, because if you tell a boy, you need to be in control.
Why can't you tell him that? What? Nah. A CBS News correspondent explained how American men reached this state. Why is this?
CBS News correspondent Adam Yamaguchi joins me now. Can you start just by telling me how we got here?
Yeah, you know, for decades there's been this prevailing call to improve and open up access and opportunities for girls and women in the workplace and in education. It's largely been incredibly successful. Women are excelling in school. They're enrolling and graduating at rates far above what men are doing. And they're starting to see wages or salaries increase at a time when men are actually pulling out of the workforce. And this had all sorts of cascading effects. People are not entering into meaningful relationships, so marriage rates are down. And with fewer fathers in the home, fewer men in schools, boys are left without strong, positive role models in their life, and they're sort of left adrift. At a time when social norms around what it means to be a man, what it means to be masculine, are rapidly, rapidly changing.
Amazing, huh? I would have loved to hear how that so-called mother can't tell the boy to be strong. Why that is, but they cut it off kind of early there. I wonder why she can't tell the boy that. Why can't you can say that? It should be easier to say it to the son than it is to daughter. But fathers, you should raise your son and your daughter the same. Love is love, and it doesn't switch either way. I want you to know the reason for the attack on men is because men represent good and women represent evil. And evil knows if it can push the woman ahead, nothing but destruction to follow, because not the order of God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, woman over children. Really, men represent God on earth, and women represent Satan. And even knows that. So it has used over the years, it said, put the woman first, teach the woman, help the woman. And then it tell the man, be quiet. The woman is as good as you or better. And they tell the women, you don't need a man, you don't need a husband. It's a plan. It's set up. This is hell on earth. You can believe that if you want, it's up to you. Amazing. Oh, Nick, you should say that we can play that part with a woman.
No, I actually went to the CBS post and to see if I could find the rest of that, but they cut it off like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why can't you tell your son that? That doesn't even make sense to me. It's a spiritual battle. Let me go to Arizona and talk to Thomas. Thomas, you are on the air.
Yeah, what's going on, Jesse? How you doing?
All is well, Thomas.
Yeah, I just heard what you were talking about right now. That's good. Hey, I want Hold up. I wanted to ask you about what you mean about hooting and hollering.
Hooting and hollering?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like when people go to church and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
If you notice when the Christians go to church, they lift up hands and they sway back and forth. They close their eyes. They hoop and holler and shout about God, and they carry on. And it's just emotions, and it has nothing to do with God at all.
Right, right. But in scriptures, a lot of the people did that. If you ever read scriptures, they it says that they worship. It says they made joyful noises to the Lord. They rejoiced. They sang praises. David danced until his clothes fell off. They do that because of enjoyment. Probably because from what they were delivered from, they've probably been delivered from so much, they do it out of excitement.
But there's not one of those Christians who are doing that been delivered from anything.
Well, sure, because I go to a church that they do that. They praise the Lord. They march up and down the aisles. They do it out of excitement because from deliverance.
And do you think that God is an emotional God?
Oh, of course not. He didn't. God's not emotional.
So why would his children become emotional?
They just do it out of excitement for basically like when you're happy about something, you know what I mean? You're going to show excitement for it. They're excited that they were delivered. It's biblical, man. They do it in the Bible.
What were they delivered from? They still angry. They still have fear. They still have doubt. But it's all emotional. It's not real. It has nothing to do with God.
But what I'm saying is it's biblical. They've done it in the Bible a lot.
Right. They didn't do that in the Old Testament and stuff like that, but it has nothing to do with God. And human beings have been doing that forever. Those who wake up don't do it, but those who stay asleep, they're the one doing it because they think they've been told that that's what they should do, and that's the way to do it. And so they have this idea about God, and they read about him, they heard about him, and they think that that's what you're supposed to do. And it's not true.
So these are, well, so look, in Psalms 98:4 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. The earth make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praises. So they made loud noises to him and they danced. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it's all biblical. David wrote this.
I would dance and I would shout. I would dance like David danced.
That's right.
Amazing.
So he did it out of excitement.
Do you do it too?
Yeah, something. When I'm excited, man, I dance. I dance for the Lord. I'm happy, man. I praise God, you know.
You dance for the Lord?
Yeah.
And how are you dancing for the Lord?
I jump up and down. I hoop and I holler. I lift up my hands.
And why are you doing that?
I do it because I'm excited for what he delivered me from.
And you've been delivered?
Heck yeah.
What have you been delivered from, if you can say?
From my sins.
So, meaning that you have no more anger?
That's right.
You never get angry?
That's right.
Amazing.
And, but it also says in Scripture, it says, be angry and sin not. So you can still be angry and sin not, you know?
So do you get angry?
I don't get angry anymore. I think everything's funny.
But you don't get angry?
No, I don't get angry. Why should I?
And but what do you mean by the angry and sin not?
Yeah, it says in scriptures in the book of Ephesians.
Hold on, Tommy. Let me take a quick break. I got to take a quick break. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pules.net. I'll be right back. 888-77-JESSE. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby from 11 until 2 p.m. And after that, I mean 1 p.m. Pacific time, from 11 until 1 p.m. Pacific time. And after that, a brand new episode of Punchy TV at 2 p.m. A lot going on today. What the? At 2 p.m. Punchy's TV. So if you can't watch it all, make sure you podcast. And then a brand new episode on Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. An amazing, I thought this woman was going to walk off at one point, though. Amazing discussion with Doormat Mom. She is an author and social media personality. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
There's a huge epidemic going on where good parents end up with ungrateful adult kids.
You refer to your kids as ungrateful bastards.
That's exactly what these kids are. They're ungrateful little bastards.
What the? Would you ever call her up and apologize?
She needs to come to me.
Amazing. Do you have anger?
No, no. Either we're going to keep this conversation of what I'm doing or we're going to end it.
What the? Friday, the FallenState.tv at 10, 11 a.m. You can support it by being a member there. Become a member right there on YouTube, or jessleepeterson.locals.com. I want to show you, it's Manhood Hour, and I want to show you this female. And I think this female expired recently. I may have seen her in the news at some point or another, but I don't quite remember seeing her. But she expired. I said punching today or Tuesday. Thank you. This female expired, and apparently she wanted to keep this secret until she expired. What the? I wonder where she is now. And some of you may have heard of her, but apparently she was not about love. What love got to do with it? From ex, so-called Dr. James Goodall, filmed an interview in March of 2025 with the understanding it wouldn't be released. It wouldn't be released. Oh, I'm reading it back. So-called Dr. James Goodall filmed an interview on March 25 in March of 2025 with the understanding it will only be released after her death. When you see this, you will see why. This is her final message from it. And she wanted them, according to this report, I'm going to tell y'all the truth, but don't tell nobody until I die. And now she did. Jane Goodall. Watch this from X.
Do you have people that you don't like?
Absolutely, there are people I don't like. And I would like to put them on one of Musk's spaceships and send them all off to the planet he's sure he's going to discover.
Would he be one of them?
Oh, absolutely. He'd be the host. And you can imagine who I'd put on that spaceship.
Who?
Along with Musk would be Trump and some of Trump's real supporters. And then I would put Putin in there. And I would put President Xi. I'd certainly put Netanyahu in there and his far-right government. Put them all on that spaceship and send them off.
What an evil heifer. What the? She dead. And there's some... She, according to the report, she said, all right, I'm going to tell y'all this, but don't mention till I die. No wonder she went around kissing monkeys. She had no love. And here's a portion of James' last message as well from X.
In the place where I am now, I look back over my life. I look back at the world I've left behind. What message do I want to leave? I want to make sure that you all understand that each and every one of you has a role to play. You may not know it, you may not find it, but your life matters, and you are here for a reason. I want you to understand that we are part of the natural world, and even today, where the planet is dark, there's still is hope. Don't lose hope. If you lose hope, you become apathetic and do nothing.
What an evil lost helper. What a mess. She's like, don't play this according to the report. Don't play this until after I die. She dead. I see why she wanted to keep it. May her soul rest in peace. A lost helper. What a mess. So, was she thinking of losing the hope? What the? Hate said, what did you say, Hate? I wasn't thinking of losing hope.
Yeah, I said that's a depressing message.
Sure is.
It's such a downer. The whole spirit is like down.
She had no peace.
I wasn't thinking of losing hope until she started talking about it.
And she wanted to put the dream team on out of space. How are you going to hate the dream team? Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin, and Elon.
And President Xi.
She hate all the men.
All the alphas. No alphas allowed in her world.
Where is she now?
In heaven.
What a mess. May your soul rest in peace, Jane. What a lost soul. No wonder she lived in the woods with the monkeys. I guess she lived in
apes.
The woods. The apes. Mm-hmm. Wherever she was kissing her. Don't tell anybody. I'm going to tell y'all the truth, but just hold it after I die. What a mess. Oh, let me go back to Thomas from Arizona. Thomas, thanks for holding. So, Thomas, you said that.
Yeah. So it says in the book of Ephesians 4:26, it says, be angry and sin not. Do not let the sun go down upon your wrath. So scripturally, it says it's okay to be angry. You just can't fester on it and go to sleep on it because that's what creates you to sin.
So do you get angry?
You give place to the devil. You know what I mean?
So do you get angry?
I don't get angry anymore. But I'm telling you, it's scriptural. If people do, it's scriptural that they do. They just can't fester on it.
Where in the Bible it says it's okay to be angry?
It says in Ephesians 4:26, I'm telling you that.
It says it's okay to be angry?
Yeah, it says be angry and sin not.
Amazing. And what that mean to you?
Yeah, it means that it's okay to get angry. You just don't go to sleep within your anger.
Let me ask you and this, you should, and I got to run, but we'll do Bible Thumper tomorrow.
You should read it.
But let me ask you this. Yeah, do you believe that God is an emotional God?
No. I believe you. He's not an emotional God.
Do you believe his son, Jesus, was an emotional son?
I believe that Jesus cried when he had to take up everybody's sins.
Do you believe that his son, Jesus, was an emotional son?
He probably was because he was in human flesh.
So you believe Jesus was emotional?
Probably when he had to take up the sins of the world, he probably didn't want to. He probably cried to his father.
If he didn't want to do it, why did he come here to do it?
Because that's what he was supposed to do it. It was written
right.
for him to do it.
And so he wanted to do it then.
Of course he didn't want to. He just knew he had to.
He didn't want to. He wanted to do his father's will.
That's right.
So why you say he didn't want to do it?
But I'm sure his flesh didn't want him to do it.
Amazing. Thomas, thank you, man. Tomorrow is Bible Thumping Thursday. We'll get into that then.
Yeah. Read the book of Ephesians, man. I'll tell you.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Flying Fruit asks, how much coffee y'all drink in a day? Maybe a cup or so.
Well, I drink like a half a cup in the morning while I have my meeting, but so I don't finish it. And then I finish it sometime during the day.
Thank you, Flying
That's
Fruit.
That's about it for me. Thank you.
Imported TV.
And it's Punchy Coffee, by the way.
Indeed.
Check out Punchy Coffee at jesseleepeterson.shop. Amazing.
Leftover church coffee.
Good.
Imported TV. Any chance we could get a Punchy's Black Tea for us non-coffee drinkers?
Interesting. A good idea. Let me talk to the Punchy folks about it.
Strong arm and salute.
Thank you for that idea. I appreciate it.
Gregatron.
We'll work on it.
Gregatron says this is hell on earth.
That's for sure. Really, that's for people like, oh, I'm afraid of dying. Why? I don't want to go to hell. Look around. You're already in hell. And it's inside of you. Amazing. Thank you.
AKP meeting JLP in person at church this past Sunday was amazing. Thank you, Jesse and team, for all you do. Can't wait to come back after I forgive my mom. Much love.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. But you must forgive so that God can forgive you. That's all the way it's going to work. Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki says, so spirits are actually outside trying to get in? What the spooky?
Inside of others. Amazing. Thank you.
Max Hammer says, hello, Jesse. Love your show. Wanted to know your take on the current family court system, child support system. Destruction of the family, weaponization of children against fathers, and pipelines to private prisons, he asks.
Well, one thing for sure, they are not in support of the father or the men, period. It is evil when they come to deal with men. But this is hell on earth, and you can expect those kinds of things to happen. Amazing. Thank you.
He parallels it to Yuri Bezmenov's four-stage plan to destroy America from within.
Who?
Yuri Bezmenov, that's that guy from Russia, the Russian spy from decades back. You played his clip, I think.
Oh, would he explain how that worked?
How communism works in infiltrating America.
That was we're going to have to play that again at some point.
Yeah.
That was, like, deep. Thanks for reminding me. We'll play that again at some point. Thank you.
Elizabeth Five Coffees. Hola, Jesse.
Dímelo. Sí.
Que lo que? I've been noticing and observing many who say they're working on themselves will only do it when it's convenient. You're absolutely right. They love their hell. Let their ego take over. Can't let go because they can't. Not because they can't, because they choose to.
Yeah.
Fall out of consciousness. It feels good.
It just feels good. Camilla Harris.
Like a cheat day with food. keeping themselves in the vicious cycle.
What the? Amazing. Thank you. You stay with it. Stay with it. Most human beings love their thrills, and they would not give it up. Even God can't make them give it up. He could, but he won't make them give it. They love their thrills. They love feeling anger. They love feeling good. They love feeling anger. They love trying to hurt others. They love judging. They love anger. They love resentment. And you couldn't take that away from them if you had to. You can't take away. They love it. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. And then Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, that white pastor from your Bible Thumper Thursday intro, have you ever thought about having him on the show? I wonder if he's still alive. I don't know. That looked like an old clip.
For which one?
Bible Thumper Thursday. He's he's drunk as a badger.
Oh, no, Mike. I have not thought about it. I don't even know who he is. Thank you, nobody. I have no idea who he is.
Another from Mike. Hey, Jesse Bond and family. What do you guys think about when the left talks about Indians being here before the white man? They make it seem to be so nice and sweet, but they're very negative about the white man.
Do you love white people? I love everybody. Do you love white people? I love everybody. That's not what I asked. Do you love white people? Amazing. Thank you, Mike.
Anthony says, October breeze colored leaves, a silent death for all to see.
Amazing.
On Cash App.
Thank you.
Mr. Heat and Heat BQA on Biblical Question Answer.
The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
Light and darkness have nothing in common. One will cast out the other. Likewise, evil and good cannot dwell together. One will evict the other when obedience is present.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Very nice, and thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all very much. I really appreciate your support, and I like the fact you do it without me asking. And even my enemies, even though you hate me and others, you can still donate, all right? Help us to help others. You stay in your hell, but at least help us to point the way out for others to come out of their hell. All right? Amazing. Let me go to James. A first-time caller out of Georgia, on my mind. James, you are on the air.
How you doing, man?
All is well, James.
I had a couple questions for you.
Yes, sir.
In regards to first, why does it seem that you are more critical of your own group of people than the other?
My own group of people? Who are my group of people? I don't understand.
Good people.
I'm sorry?
I hear you say you only identify with good people, not with what you see yourself as in the mirror.
You said, why am I critical of good people?
More critical of certain groups than other groups.
James, I'm not clear about your question. Make it clear. I can't respond because you're not making sense.
Okay. Do you not identify with who you were born as your race and your religion, or how do you look at that?
No, I don't identify with any of that stuff at all.
What do you identify with?
Nothing or no one.
So you... What's judgment to you?
I'm sorry?
What is judgment to you?
What is judgment?
What is it?
Is hating others.
So do you have hate in others?
No, not at all.
It seems as though you hate black people for some reason, or that's how it comes off.
No, I don't hate black people at all. I don't hate black people at all. And you said that's how it comes off. Give me an example of it coming off that way. What have I said or say that makes you think that that's what it is or cause you to think that?
It's just the way you word things. I know you've probably been in your profession for a long time. You have certain ways to articulate yourself. You seem like a very intelligent person.
No, I'm not. I'm black and slow, buddy.
I don't believe that. I think that's just a thing that you do for your entertainment portion of your show.
No, why are you not taking my word at that? I'm telling you the truth.
Because I've heard you lie before. So it's kind of difficult to think that certain things aren't entertainment and just all reality as far as you have hate for a certain group of people.
Give me an example, because of time, give me an example of me hating black people.
Just your harsher style of criticism, the words that you use, like in regards to certain groups, you'll say fat black, this, you see what I'm saying? But I don't hear you do that to anybody else with derogatory or certain insulting type of ways of description of certain other people.
James, be a little bit more clear. Give me, because almost the time is going to be running out soon, and I want to squeeze in a few more calls. Give me an example of hating. Oh, so this woman I just mentioned that said she did according to a report, she did an interview back in 25 of March, and she talked about how much she didn't like Donald Trump and Putin, the Dream Team, Netanyahu, and she wanted to put them in space and send them away, but she didn't want to. And I call her, what an evil helpful. You mean like that?
No, when you say fat black lesbian or this.
Well, they the one said that the black lives women said that they're lesbians. And so I'm only repeating what they said, and they're fat. And so, but that wasn't me hating them. They said that, and they are not for the family. They don't believe in God or anything like that. Can you give me an example of something I've said that indicate I hate black people?
That's what I'm referencing, though. Like, I don't hear you call other people or describe them by their looks as far as their weight.
But they don't call themselves. I'm always repeating what they said.
No, but you didn't hear them say fat in any of their descriptions. You've added your sprinkle on to that.
But that's because they are fat, so I say that.
No, but I'm saying
I hate them because I see that they're fat. And the reason it stands out to me because when I was growing up, James, it was abnormal for women, black women, to be fat. But now it's been a thing. They encourage black women to be fat as though it's cute.
So you feel like they don't encourage all women to be fat. You only think, that's what I'm saying. Your description of black is a description of look, then what they do, or look. And then what they, I don't hear you do that
you're
to
wrong.
Nobody. No fat one,
you're
or wrong. This, no this. I haven't heard it.
Hey, James, because of time, can you call me back tomorrow? Because you're not clear in what you're saying, and I want to try to respond to what you're saying, but you won't be clear. You haven't given me anything that indicated that I, Jesse Peterson, resent black people. I love black people, and I love black people. But you haven't given me anything, and because of time, I can't really play with you on this. Can you call me back tomorrow?
Maybe not. I'll probably be at work.
Well, call me the next day. Call me the next time that you can, all right? Because of time. Super chat. Thank you, James.
Super chats.
Nikki bought 5 coffees, so the spirits are actually outside trying to get in? What? Shocked emoji, spooky.
They're already in you, but they also try to work through other people to get in you, too, to get you to react. Absolutely.
And she says, thank you, Jesse.
Thank you. Stay with us.
Mark says, man up. Strong black arm emoji. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Thank you, Mark. And thanks for helping us to do that. I appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing.
Shout out to the supporters.
Shout out to the supporters. I was trying to get James to make some sense real fast so I can get some more calls, but unfortunately, he didn't do that. I think he was trying to say something. I don't know what. But I'm out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. from 9 to 11, thehakereport.com. And after that, The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1 p.m. The American Anchor Baby. And after that, brand new episode of Parcher TV. Y'all, they can call in, right? Call in, chat, and whatever. The Parcher TV at 2 p.m. And thank you for your support. Make sure you make donations at rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BARN. Cecil is the first time call out of Kentucky. T is out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my, my. And the call is coming in. I'm out of time. I tried to rush it. Tomorrow is Bible Bumper Thursday already. Take care, folks. Stay with it. Forgive your mothers and your father, all people. And God will forgive you. And do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. And just let life happen. You'll be amazed. Take care. Bye, y'all. Stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show them who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never want to stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop with the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.